President Bush last week made an impassioned speech about spreading democracy to the Muslim world, but some say his vision already is facing a test in Central Asia. Two top State Department officials are in the region this week to push the president's democracy agenda in oil-rich countries such as Kazakhstan. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
It's Lauren Craner's job to make sure the Bush administration's war on terrorism doesn't overshadow human rights. He's the Assistant Secretary of State for Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor, and admits it's tough slogging in Central Asia.
One of the things that got me into this business was how we dealt with countries early in the Cold War. If you were with us and against communism, we didn't care what you did at home. And the question after September 11th was, were we going to repeat that?
Was the Bush administration going to ignore human rights abuses in Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, and other Central Asian nations just because they signed up for President Bush's war on terrorism? Craner and Elizabeth Jones, the top U.S. diplomat for Europe and Eurasia, are promising to press Central Asian leaders on some high-profile human rights cases. One involves a prominent journalist in Kazakhstan, Sergei Duvanov. His daughter, Denisa, is a Ph.D. student at Ohio State University who believes her father was punished for writing about oil corruption.
My dad was using all possible channels to get the message about corruption across to the people of Kazakhstan. And I think to a big extent, he succeeded.
After that, Sergei Duvanov was convicted of rape. U.S. officials and Western lawyers have carefully danced around the facts of the Duvanov case, criticizing Kazakhstan for procedural violations instead. The State Department's Lauren Craner says Duvanov's predicament is not unusual in a country with an unfair judicial process.
This is a good example of an individual as a symbol. Duvanov is just one of many, many people whose case was dealt with poorly.
Duvanov's supporters argue he was framed because he revealed that Kazakh leaders had secret Swiss bank accounts. The scandal involving the accounts led to the indictment of an American businessman, James Giffen. He was charged in New York with funneling money to the Swiss bank accounts of Kazakh leaders, who in return helped American companies secure oil and gas rights in Kazakhstan. Kazakh officials protested the case, but U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for Europe and Eurasia, Elizabeth Jones, says the State Department isn't swayed by their pressure.
When that particular case is raised with us by the Kazakhstanis, we say very forthrightly that this is not a political matter. It cannot be resolved on the basis of any kind of political decision in the United States. This is a matter for the courts, and it must be left there. Frankly, that's part of our rule of law advocacy.
Kazakh officials are prickly about the subject and about the continued accusations of human rights abuses. The embassy's deputy chief of mission, Talgat Kaliyev, made clear he thinks his country is doing enough for the Bush administration.
There are two pillars of our cooperation. First is security, another one is energy.
Kaliyev reminded Americans that Kazakhstan opened its airspace during the war in Afghanistan, sent a handful of troops to Iraq, and is open for business for U.S. energy companies.
Our relations with the United States are going so very well. We don't see any problems.
Nevertheless, Kazakhstan has hired lobbyists and lawyers to spruce up its image in Washington. They're hoping to counter those voices in the State Department who are complaining about Kazakhstan's flawed democracy. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.